And you are a better woman than I, because you could never get me with my ex on stage doing anything except arguing. So are you excited or nervous or what that this is starting tonight?
Very excited, very nervous. I don't know. We've had good rehearsals, and that always gives you a leg up and you feel a little more confident.
Well, and the music, Melissa and I just listened together to some of the tracks, and it sounds wonderful. Your voices sound so good together.
Good. That's good.
What's sort of the plan for the format of the show? Are you and Stephen going to do everything together on stage, or are you going to do separate sets and then, you know, some things together? Or tell us a little bit about that.
Mostly the set is us together, but then we'll take solo breaks back to back, and both of us will sing a couple of songs. When the first break comes after Everybody Knows, which is about maybe 7 songs into the set, and then I'll do Both Sides Now and Suzanne. And then he'll come on and do a surprise, I'm sure, to talk to him about what he wants to do. I want to push him around a little.
Did you have a big band playing with you?
We have a wonderful trio playing with us. It's a percussion and bass and great pianist and keyboard player. So there are 5 of us all together on stage, which is very manageable.
How did you decide to pick the artists that you did that are on stage with you? Is that something?
Well, there are people that I've worked with forever. Tony Beard, who's the drummer, an Englishman, and Zev Katz, who plays with a lot of big, big artists and has been on my team, and I've recorded with him for, 25 years at least. And my musical director, with whom I've worked for 25 years, Stephen calls Zev the Zen Master, and he compares my musical director, Russ Walden, the pianist, to Arif Mardin and George Martin.
Wow.
and of course, Tony Beard is just the leader of the band. He's a great drummer. So we've all worked together one way or the other. I think Tony worked with Stephen years ago, as I did. The person he hadn't worked with Zev, but Zev is brilliant, and everybody needs a Zen master.
I think we need a T-shirt that says that, actually.
Yes. You could have one of those on tour and sell them.
This is the 50th anniversary of you and Stephen knowing each other, and has he always been in your life in some capacity? Like, what's your relationship been like over the decades?
Well, we've maintained a friendship, which is, I think, very rare, but we've always been friends. We've always talked. We've gone to each other's shows. We've hung out with each other's spouses, and we've talked and made a lot of lists together, sending the songs that we thought we might do if we ever did work together. So we had a kind of idea about what we'd like to do, even from the beginning.
It's such a gift. You know, it's so funny having been around for all these years, knowing you, of course, 50 years ago, but to listeners and to people that are fans of yours, to package things like this. I'm just realizing when these bands are getting back together, it's not like just nostalgia, and we all have so much more to give. I don't know if we knew that 50 years ago.
I think that's right. I think, you know, when we first started out, you said, we should have skipped the romance and gone straight to this. And I said, yeah, but then you might not have written Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
That's exactly right.
Is he going to perform that live?
He has to.
I won't answer that.
He's got to win her there.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, that's kind of a cool moment for you if the song written about you is being performed in front of you, in front of an audience.
Well, Judy, spill this at least. If you wrote a song about Stephen, what would that title be?
Well, I'm singing a song that I wrote about him called Houses. What? And I wrote it in probably 1970. I think that for both of us, on some level, it was heartbreaking. It was a very difficult relationship, and I don't think it had a chance, really, at that time. First of all, because we both had to get off and do our own thing. And, you know, when, as you probably know, if you're married to somebody who's in the same field and you're both hungry and ambitious and determined and bossy, it's a little bit difficult to manage that in the same room.
Right.
So I don't think it was meant that we had a continuing romance or got married or had kids or any of that, which wasn't in the cards. But it was always a very intense musical friendship and relationship and admiration. And, you know, I was always wild about Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I mean, I was wild about Stephen and his playing, and I feel the same way today. How about that?
That's really great.
Yeah, that is.
I've been lucky enough to speak to him. I think Melissa has, too, mm-hmm. and he's really lovely to talk to. I enjoy him a lot, so I can see why you guys, this would be a great thing. Is there trepidation? You started to say yes a little bit earlier when I said, are you excited?
Well, I was very nervous going in, but now I've had a few weeks of, well, we've made the record together. We've had a wonderful experience doing our rehearsals. We've certainly put a lot of labor into the foundation of this, and then we'll see what happens. The rest is up to us and the band and the audience and the weather and God.
That's right. No, yeah, the response is yeah. important, and I know it's going to be really good.
This is a pretty lengthy tour that you're going to be on. Do you like being on the road? And I mean, is this longer than usual? I would think
well,
for you.
It's very special for me, and I've been making plans to make it easy, so I think it'll be fine.
Who came up with the idea of covering Handle With Care, one of my favorite songs in the whole wide world?
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Stephen did. Stephen and his wife, Kristen.
Oh,
they were playing it one day. I think the kids were playing it. And Stephen said, oh, my God, that's our song.
It's such a great harmonizing song. Your harmonies yeah. sound good. And then that song, Questions, is so haunting. And
oh,
then you got to talk about your relationship with the late, great Leonard Cohen. And that song mm-hmm. sounds, that was our favorite that we heard. We just thought it was really beautifully done. Tell us about him.
Well, he was such a great influence on me and such a great contributor to my success, I think. We met and vice versa. He always says I made him famous, and if he says it, then I suppose it's true. I met him in 1966. He came to see me to play me his songs, which he had not played for anybody else.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think he's a very calculating man. He's a very smart man. And he figured out with his friend Mary Martin, who worked for Al Grossman and worked for Warner Brothers in the music business in New York. He figured out that I was the one who would listen. He wanted people to sing his songs, and most of the people around the village that he knew and I knew were people that were writing their own songs, mm-hmm. and why would they be interested in recording his? I mean, I'm sure that that was correct then, mm-hmm. and would probably be now. You know, if you're looking for somebody who's looking, then I was right there, and I had already recorded songs by many artists, including Dylan, and of course, Pete and Woody and Tom Paxton and Eric Anderson and everybody and Dick Farina. So he knew that I was interested looking and recording. I mean, that was the thing. I had a record label for, that was my sixth album that I was going into then, called In My Life. And two of his first songs made it onto that album. So from then on, we were bonded at the hip, as
wow.
they say. And I've recorded dozens of his songs. I started singing Everybody Knows, the concert after, I think I sang it 3 days after his death. I'd never sung it before. And Stephen and I already knew we were going to go into this material choosing phase. And I sent him the song. I recorded it in a concert on the road, and I just punched the button on my iPhone and sent it to him. And he said, oh, my God, that's it. We got to do it. We will argue about tempo.
That's funny.
What about recording Who Knows Where the Time Goes? What was that like for you and Stephen to do that together?
Well, we were working when we met, 2 years after I met Leonard, we were working on an album called, which we wound up calling Who Knows Where the Time Goes. And we had already finished most of the album when somebody on a motorbike drove up to Elektra Records on La Cienega and dropped off the tape and said, here, you got to hear this. This is Sandy Denny's new song. So we recorded it immediately, and then we recorded the whole song in the slow tempo. And then I got a call from a filmmaker named Ulu Grossbart, who was in the process of making a movie called The Subject Was Roses. And he said to me, my children are listening to your last album, which had Both Sides Now on it, and they're listening to a song called Albatross that I wrote, by the way. And it goes in the movie very nicely, where Patricia Neal is on a bus headed out for Montauk, and there's no music, and I'd like to use it. And I said, well, that sounds fine. And then he said, well, what else are you doing? And I said, well, we're making this record out in California. He said, can I hear it? So he came to the studio in L.A., and he listened to the song, and he said, I love it, but I think the ending should be faster. So we re-recorded it. We picked up the tempo after the first legato verse. We then put on a drum and turned it into a band song, and that's what's on the album, Who Knows Where the Time Goes. And, of course, we all thought it was great fun to turn a ballad into a something different, you know, something heavy or more rocky. Mm-hmm. We're certainly flexible.
Are both of you, do you have equal input into that when you were recording this new record? That had to be so much fun for you guys to go in
with
the
duets.
Yeah.
It's very much a collaboration. I mean, I'm perfectly willing to follow Stephen anywhere except where I don't want to go.
That needs to be on a t-shirt, too. And the Grammys last year. How is that, doing that performance?
Oh, the Grammys. Yes, that was great fun. Ari and I had a good time being nominated. It was very exciting for me, but I was most excited for him because I want him to be as famous as he should be. I mean, he's mm-hmm. a marvelous songwriter and singer and performer. He's just so sweet, so special, great singer. So that was really a pleasure. And then the year before that, we did Strangers Again, which had his big song on it, Strangers Again, and then other duets with other artists. Mm-hmm. I guess that was sort of laying the groundwork for this. I mean, I worked with Jackson Brown and Willie Nelson and Jeff Bridges and a whole bunch of guys, which was fun.
What do you think is next on the itinerary once this tour wraps? Do you think you'll go back into the studio and do something else, or is this really...
Well, we have a new album. I have a new book out called Cravings, How I Conquered the Food. So we'll be doing speaking engagements, of course, around that. And also I have a new project called Love Letter to Stephen Sondheim. And we're going into a few days in Joe's Pub in New York with that. And probably we'll take it into a short Broadway run.
Oh, that's great.
So I love Sondheim, and mm-hmm. I love the album. It's just come out. The two. It was on PBS, on mm-hmm. a Pledge Drive special. So, you know, we'll be doing all kinds of things.
What is it about Sondheim's music that you love so much? I talked to Bernadette Peters once, and we had a lengthy discussion about, of course, her love for him. And he's just an amazing composer and songwriter.
You know, I'm singing one of the songs that she does so well called Move On. She does a great version of it. And another one called There Won't Be Trumpets. And I've taken about 25 years to figure out which other songs I was going to sing. And I only sing songs that I love. He can be very challenging. Mm-hmm. There's certain songs I wouldn't go near, and certain songs that I would love to hear, but I would never sing. So I got together about 20 songs that I'm passionate about. Of course, Sending the Clowns was the top of the mm-hmm. mountain.
Oh my God, yeah.
And of course, you go up from there. So it's very exciting to be able to sing more of his songs. But he certainly changed Broadway. He wrote the lyrics for West Side Story.
Yes.
And he wrote the lyrics for Gypsy.
That's beautiful. I can't wait to look for that. I'm excited hearing that.
Yeah, I was excited doing it. In my shows, we do a couple of Sondheim songs anyway at the end of the shows, and people just love them.
And you'll be doing them as well on this tour, too?
No.
Okay.
No, I won't go near Sondheim.
What would be your Crosby, Stills, Nash or CSNY song that you would love to cover?
I guess I would do Wooden Ships or Captain Shadow. What's it called? Shadow Captain. Anyway, I love their work. I don't know which one. I'd have to figure it out.
Thank you so much. It's just been such a pleasure to talk to you.
You're so welcome.